What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes you just want to let people know. You just want to let people know a piece of information because maybe, just maybe, they will use it to better themselves or their own personal situations that they may be going through without having to go through the torment in hell that you had to go through. Maybe. It's not always the case when you try and offer advice or bits and pieces of your own personal experiences. Quite often, humans, we have the tendency of, well, it hasn't happened to me, then I don't know if I believe it. It's very common, obviously, amongst people in the world of ghosts. In our next story, we have an older gentleman who's sharing stories of his youth and the paranormal afflictions his family suffered more than half a century ago. Take a listen. There were several paranormal events that happened to my family and me back in the 1950s when I was a boy. First was a fire demon which appeared to me in the dark when I was 4 years old during Christmas time in 1951 when we lived in Renton, Washington, near Seattle. I was getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and the house was all dark except for a fire burning in the old pot-bellied stove in the corner of the living room down the hall from my bedroom. And the bathroom was in between. When I began to go into the bathroom, something bright flashed in the corner of my eye, and I turned to look towards the pot-bellied stove with a warm orange flicker of fire over the dark living room, when suddenly a being made of fire, about 3 to 4 feet tall, shot out of the stove and began moving across the room in front of me. I was terrified, and I wet my pants. The weird thing had flames for a body, a big red fiery eye, and I ran to my parents' bedroom and jumped in their bed. But my mother noticed I was wet and crying, and she got up to help me. Well, my dad just rolled over and went back to sleep. I was too scared to go into the hallway again, so my mother had to change me in her bedroom as I hid under the blankets. I never saw anything as weird as this, not even the ghost I saw in 1958. Then, a house my family moved into in Inglewood, California, a suburb of Lenox, in 1956 was haunted, and there was all sorts of frightening and scary, ghostly and poltergeist phenomena experienced by my entire family in that house over the next 3 years. It began soon after we moved into the house on Condon Avenue in 1956. All four of us kids had to share the same room for a while, three brothers, one sister, and we were all young children at that point. I was 9, my sister 8, and my two younger brothers were 6 and 4. We slept in U.S. Army surplus bunk beds, one on each side of the room. The haunting began one night after the whole family had gone to bed. I was just going to sleep when suddenly I heard scratching sounds coming from underneath my bed on the bottom wood frames of my mattress box springs. It was unnerving to say the least and very frightening. And the scratching noises, like fingernails on wood, would suddenly begin somewhere else in the room, either on the wall or underneath the beds of one of the other kids. It scared the hell out of all of us and made my younger brothers cry. These eerie sounds were sometimes, but not always, accompanied by knocks or raps on the walls or floor. These strange things would continue over the next 2 years, and although they were not nightly occurrences, they did happen frequently. Then in 1957, something new started. Along with the rappings and scratching, our house was old and had old hardwood floors with no carpeting, only area rugs. We began to hear feet, bare feet, walking on the bare hardwood floors at night after the family had gone to bed after 10 p.m. They sounded like the person who was walking was old and frail because the footsteps had a swish sound to them on the floor as the walking moved around the house, like the person couldn't or wouldn't lift their feet up off the floor and just shuffled along. If you think the scratching and knocks were frightening, then you must know that we were all horrified at the sound of ghostly feet moving around the house. None of us ever saw anything, but we all at one time or another heard plenty of weird, unexplained sounds of an invisible, ghostly person moving about the house. On one occasion, I especially recall, which still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand on end, we'd all gone to bed and all the lights were off, except that ever since the ghostly phenomena started, my parents made sure there was a nightlight in our bedroom so we weren't completely in the dark. The scratches began under my bed and then under my brother's bed across from me, and he let out a yelp. The scratches moved back under my bed and something knocked on the window between us. Then we heard the ghostly footsteps starting from the dining room and then combing into the hallway and then into our bedroom. The door was closed but not locked, and something opened it up. And it opened all by itself with the ghostly footsteps coming into our room towards the foot of my bed. I looked and there was no one there, and all I could see all the way down the hall and the closed door of my parents' bedroom at the back of the house. In between that was the bathroom off to the right and the hall closet to the right, which was closed with a door. Our family cat Snowball was curled up asleep at the foot of my bed at my feet when suddenly something struck the footbed frame of my bed with a loud, resounding clang. Instantly, our cat jumped up, arched her back, and hissed in anger. I was terrified, to be sure, and I hid under the covers. My brothers were both screaming and crying, and my sister was yelling bloody murder for my mom and dad. They both came running down the hall from their room and turned on the light and demanded to know what was wrong now. We told them the ghost came into our room to scare us. We could not see it. We could only hear it. My mother told me she had heard the ghostly footsteps, and she told me she knew the house was haunted. On another night, the ghostly footsteps came into our room, then turned back and moved back down the hallway. Then the closet door opened by itself, and a basketball, which my dad had thrown up onto the top shelf, came bouncing down onto the hallway floor and began dribbling by itself, bouncing up and down from about a 3-foot-high level. My dad flung his bedroom door wide open, came bounding down the hall, grabbing hold of the ball as it hung in midair, and then threw the lights on. Of course, nothing was there, and we were all in our beds, terrified with fear. Dad told us all to try to settle down and go back to sleep and said he did not know why the ghost was haunting the house. When he went back to bed, he took the ball with him, and all was quiet for the rest of that night. In April of 1958, my brother and I both saw a real ghost. The same ghost at the same time of a tall, thin, gaunt and wrinkled old woman in a white lace wedding dress. We ran away screaming. We were chasing each other, playing around the dog run around and garage lean-to shed at the back of the garage on an afternoon after school. The first house was a 1920 vintage wood and stucco Spanish-style two-bedroom home with a front and backyard and a separate garage in the back of a dirt driveway with a lean-to shed built under the back of it with one door that was always padlocked, with one window which faced onto a dog run around the garage surrounded by borderline property trees and a fence. It was inside this shed that we, my brother Bob and I, saw the ghost of the old woman in the wedding dress standing inside, looking out at us with cold, dark, stony, stern eyes. The shabby white lace curtains next to an old steamer trunk she stood. We knew this room was locked. There was no way anyone could be inside of it. We later discovered from a relative of old Mrs. Dillon, when he came to empty the contents of the storage room and open the trunk in front of us before loading into his truck, that the white lace wedding dress had belonged to a woman who had died in the house in 1955 and was folded up neatly inside of that steamer trunk. That woman was the man's grandmother. Old Mrs. Dillon, who had died at age 77 in November of 1955 of pneumonia in the back bedroom occupied by our parents. He also showed us a picture of Mrs. Dillon, and it was the same face we had seen of the ghostly apparition. Another strange poltergeist-style phenomenon that happened in that house is that many times objects would move about by themselves at all times of the day or night. Cups, glasses, saucers, pens, pencils, and salt and pepper shakers would move around on the dining table or move back and forth from the dining table to the mirrored sideboard of the cupboard. One time, things my mother had put on the dining table returned to the kitchen by themselves when all of us kids were outside playing. Another time, a glass of water tipped over by itself in the kitchen while my mother was peeling potatoes. And yet another time, an ink pen shot past my face and embedded itself in the wall right past my nose. There were neighbor houses on both sides, close together. The same was true for the second house, which was an old white wood frame house in the ranch and prairie style with a large front and backyard. There were no nearby bodies of water since these locations were in the major Los Angeles area. Both houses are located under the flight path of airliner planes coming in for landing at LAX. Yet, this did not account for any of the unusual phenomena we experienced. In 1959, my family moved to a different house in Inglewood's Lenox District, where more ghostly phenomena occurred over the next year. Strange and bizarre things happening to my family until the end of 1960, when it all ended abruptly when we moved out of that house to one in Norwalk. The paranormal activity occurred over 45 years ago. It took place mostly from 1956 to 1960, about 4 years. But the worst of it was in the first house from 56 to 59. The last activity occurred right after a fire that burned down our garage in October of 1959, when a bizarre ghostly face kept appearing at the windows of the house from outside at night, glaring at us. It was startling and very scary. The main thing I remember about the second house that we lived in was its old-fashioned charm and quaintness. The walls were covered in varnished knotty pine boards in some of the rooms, and it was much larger and more spacious than our previous house. It had a large kitchen and area, pantry, laundry room, dining room. My room was right off the kitchen, which was great, so I could sneak a snack sometimes in the middle of the night. A few times I recalled the covers being pulled off of me as I slept in bed, but there was no one there, and it gave me the creeps. Most of the strange ghostly phenomena occurred in my sister's room in the second house. She kept being smothered by some large, heavy entity that had a very bad smell and labored breathing and pressed her down into her bed until she had to scream very loudly. Then it suddenly released its grip on her. She said it felt like it was trying to choke her to death. Also at the second house, there was a large black walnut tree spreading over the back of the house. We'd always hear the walnuts falling on the roof of the house, but that did not explain how the walnuts would appear in piles in my sister's bedroom at the back of the house in the mornings, or sometimes appear near the ceiling and roll down the inside walls of my sister's room and then roll across the floor by themselves. Sometimes a walnut should appear to drop down from the ceiling and land on my sister's bed as she slept, and then awaken her in terror. Other times the walnuts would appear on the floor in nice, neat little piles. There was no way the walnuts could get into my sister's room, yet they did almost every day. There was no squirrel or other animal that was doing this. We would have discovered it. And why no broken walnuts or shells? This bizarre yet harmless paranormal activity remains a mystery to all of us to this day. The first house located on Condon Avenue was built in 1920 and was owned by a family named Dillon, and the ghost was that of old Mrs. Dillon, who had died in the back bedroom of the house of pneumonia. The house remained there until the year 2000, when it was torn down to make space for a parking lot for a storage rental company. I visited the residents who lived in the area of the house in the 1970s, and they told me they knew that the house was haunted. They experienced some of the same weird ghostly phenomena that my family had experienced firsthand. They told me that sometimes the candles would light themselves, or someone unseen would blow them out or move things about when no one was looking. The second house, located on Grinvilla Avenue, was built around 1910 and originally was a farmhouse when there was no other houses around it. The second house stood until sometime around 2001 and was torn down, and a new house was built on its site. My whole family experienced these strange and amazing, frightening, ghostly phenomena. My dad, John, was an engineer with North American Aviation. My mother, Lilla, was a housewife. My name is Don, the oldest of the four children. My sister's name is Bonnie. My two brothers. There were no photos, recordings, or any other form of evidence other than our family's experience, sorry to say. I grew up to know and believe that there is a spirit world that exists in the same place and space as the material world that we live in. And the paranormal phenomena is the evidence of that spirit world. Because of these scary and startling experiences with the supernatural world, it was no big leap of faith for me to become a born-again Christian when I grew up, and have remained so to this day. Who knows if these things are caused by evil spirits or by the ghostly spirits of the departed dead? I do not need help, but I wanted more people to be aware that these things are in fact very real.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.